results. No strategy can assure a profit nor protect against loss. Please note that individual situations can vary. Therefore, the information should only be relied upon when coordinated with individual professional advice. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Osaic Wealth Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Osaic Wealth is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Osaic Wealth.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Waterworld, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together. In Worthington, Minnesota, it's worth a look.
All right, before we get to news here in just a moment, we promised we were going to talk a little track and field. And we've got our Shawamigan track coach, Mary Patterson, who's nice enough to be in studio to join us. Mary, good morning.
Good morning, Joel. Yeah, thanks for having me.
I'm going to turn the mic, our fancy new microphones here now. Oh, late night last night for conference. How time did you get back?
Well, we got it back about 10 after 12. By the time I got home and everything, it was a little after 12:30.
Yeah.
So, yeah. My voice might be a little rough, a little hoarse this morning.
Yeah, and it was crazy. The Merriwood is always tough in track and cross country, but last night, yesterday, took it kind of to a whole new level as far as setting records and stuff, didn't it?
It was absolutely crazy down there. The level of competition, all these wonderful boys and girls, their performances were just outstanding. It was a really fun, exciting track meet.
11 of the 36 events, 18 girl, or I think it was 18, whatever it is, 11 of the 36 set conference records, right?
Correct. Yep.
So that tells you how tough it was to finish.
Yes, exactly.
In the top three, even the top three.
Journal conference honors. By any means, it was a great honor just to be able to bust into that.
Yeah. And with that said, of course, Autumn Mikulski does what Autumn Mikulski does. She just kind of blew away the competition, didn't she?
She did. You know, we're so lucky and blessed to have her here at Shawamigan. A wonderful young student athlete, just a great lady, and I'm so excited for her future. But yeah, with that being said, it's going to be really hard to let her go. She's accomplished so much here with her career, watching her develop from like a little fifth grader on to now being her senior year. And every year just kept getting better and better. And yeah, Joel, her times are just phenomenal. She's feeling it. She wants it. She's put herself in quite a position here to, you know, finish her career here with some more amazing performances.
Just to give you an idea, I mean, she ran the 800 last night, and she finished 13 seconds ahead of Leah Harper, who's a real good runner from Phillips.
Yep.
For an 800, for a 13-second victory is pretty crazy. A 3,200-meter run. She finished about a minute and a half ahead of the second-place person.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
It is. She's amazing.
That's a big space.
Yeah.
How do you handle, you're obviously coaching up the kids to always get better and peak and stuff like that. When you get an athlete like Autumn, who obviously she's a Division I athlete, how do you handle someone like that when she gets to be like in her senior year like this? Are you just supporting her, or is there still a coaching level there? But because she's at such a high level,
there is. But when her whole senior in cross country and at track, we obviously can't train her like you train the other kids.
Right.
So she has her set routines. She's very programmed young lady. She knows what her goals and dreams are, and we help her accommodate. We do have workouts and guidelines she follows, but then Autumn pretty much she sets it up. We discuss it, and then she goes, does her workouts. Of course, she practices with the kids, but then with all of our warm-ups, all of our drills like that we do. And then, you know, depending upon what day it is, if it's a day before a meet, what our speed workouts are, you know, what we're going to do for the day, she will, like, kick off of that workout. But obviously, it'll be a more strenuous, harder one because she is at a different level than the rest of the kids.
Yeah.
But it works. It works. And quite honestly, Julia, Sammy and I and Brandon, we're her coaches, and she believes in us and she listens to us. But Autumn knows what she's doing. she knows. She's in control.
That's a good way to put it. Well, some other good individuals do some things. A.J. Morgan, very strong in the field events this year, disc and shot. He finished, I think, in the top 5 or 10 in both, which sets him up real good as we go into regionals, right?
You know, yeah, I would like to tip on our field events kids this year, especially our shot and disc. Our boys have really... racked up a lot of team points and scored big for us in those events. AJ Morgan, Greg Morgan, Derek Bongo, Jerry Miguel in the discus, they've scored huge points, and we're very proud of them boys, watching them develop over the years and getting in there, making those points for us. You know, we've had kids really come on stronger in the long jump, triple jump for us. You know, even the high jump, our pole vaulting is getting better. You know, Winter, he went 10-6 last night for us. And we need to be a well-rounded track and field team. You need, there's 18 events to fill. And, you know, we're trying to develop all these kids in all of our areas to make our team stronger. It takes time, especially when they come in. A lot of them have never been in track and field, so... they take a lot of work to develop, but hopefully, you know, we can get them there.
Well, you know what you're going to run into with the South teams, a Marathon, Edgar, Stratford, yeah, and stuff like that. But this year, going through some of the conference standings, you're seeing some exceptional athletes from Rib Lake and Prentice stepping up, too.
We sure
which
are.
You haven't, I mean, there have been some, but the numbers, I think, are higher than they normally are. So you mix in all that Merrillwood South stuff. Now with Prentice and Rib Lake and Phillips is always strong. That, I think, probably is what took it up a notch this year.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. 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 I mean, it's a highly competitive meet. You know, just want to tip on something we talked about just a little bit ago when I came in here. A lot of people... in our community, and even our own coaches and people within the school district, they don't know that our cross country and track and field programs, we do not have a north and south like, say, volleyball, basketball, baseball softball, yeah, right, all the other sports up here. We have one huge conference meet which pulls in 12 teams for, you know, both. Just happens to be the two sports that I coach. So to put that into perspective, we have to beat 11 teams to be a conference champion, yeah, and to earn all conference honors. It's really hard. That's because crazy. It's not like just beating 5 teams in the north or south. Now you got to beat them all and turn honors. You have to be really good to earn that.
Yeah, and that the strength of running against competition like that
yes,
typically pays off as now we get into regionals. So
exactly.
now regionals
yep.
Is Monday, is that right?
It is Monday, and it's in Phillips. We were to host it here in Park Falls again, but it got switched to Phillips because we're not able to run on our track. Okay. We need repairs on it. And so that's shut down for any home meet until the future, until we can raise a bunch of money to help us fix it up.
All right. Very good. So Monday will be regionals, and that's all the Division III teams.
Yeah.
Division III.
We pull in from the northern Wisconsin, all the Indian Head teams, surrounding area up in here. And we'll meet in Phillips on Monday night, have regionals. The top 4 kids in each event from regionals qualify for the sectional meet on Thursday, which will be in Cameron. And then the top 4 from your events there will qualify for the state meet the following weekend in La Crosse.
All right. Very good. So chance to see everybody run in Phillips, a close regional there. Yeah.
Just a real kick off here. Yes, Autumn had a fantastic night last night covering the distance events for us on the girls' side. But I would like to also state here real quickly, we had a lot of other kids that earned all conference honors as well. On the boys' side, our 4x2 boys, our 4x1 boys, our Jared Heckeldorf in the 400 and 800 earned all conference honors.
Nice.
AJ did. Robert Schinnebeck did in the hurdles. I hope I'm not forgetting anybody here. I just wanted to give those kids also a shout out because they did a lot to represent our programs as well.
Yeah, all the results, we've got them posted at 98qcountry.com under the sports tab. But to finish with those all-conference honors with this, you mentioned the 11 teams of the Marawood is a tremendous accomplishment.
It really is, and I'm so proud of our kids. You know, the biggest thing, Joel, I just feel like it's such an honor to be able to be the coach here for Schwamigan Track and Field. These
kids, how many years now?
Actually, I think it's my 18th year. 18th year for track and field, and this fall will be 36 for cross country.
All right, very good.
So just a few years.
Just a few years, yeah. Yeah, just the relationships with the kids and just seeing them mature, advance, move on, whatever it may be in sports or life, it's very gratifying, isn't it?
Yes, it is. You know, I get told, asked all the time, when am I going to hang her up? Well, I don't know. We'll see.
You always, I guess, a coach, you know.
Yeah.
You just know when it is.
That's what they tell me.
And you obviously haven't hit that yet. So we're very blessed to have you, Mary.
Thank you, Joel.
Thank you so much for all you do for the kids. So Monday, the track team will be running in Phillips. Grab a lawn chair, grab a spot in the stands down there, and watch some of the top athletes in the state. And might be one of your final chance to see Autumn Mikulski run before she heads off to Oklahoma.
That's correct.
It's on her cowboy hat down
there. Yeah, little cowboy.
Runs. All right, Mary, thank you so much.
Hey, thanks for having me, Joel.
Mary Patterson, Schwamigan track coach, joining us.
Why is Navage perfect for allergy sufferers? Rhino Systems Medical Director Dr. Howard Levine explains.
If someone's exposed to allergens, they can get rid of those immediately by washing out the nose. Navage works by pulling saline in one nostril, through the nose and out the other nostril, sucking out allergens, mucus, dust, and germs. Experience on-the-spot relief so you can breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier.
Navage is available at Sam's Club, Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, or online at Navage.com. Navage, breathe easy.
Don't pay retail for your diamond engagement ring or gift. Come to CleanOrigin.com. Founded by a leading family in the diamond industry for more than a century, we're experts in lab-grown diamonds because that's all we do. Clean Origin, the only diamond jewelers who give you a 100-day, no-questions-asked return on your purchase. Head to cleanorigin.com or one of our retail stores and mention code radio 10 for 10% off your purchase. That's cleanorigin.com, code radio 10.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. House Speaker Mike Johnson is one of several high-profile Republicans who've accompanied former President Trump to court today as his criminal hush money trial continues. Testimony from his former fixer Michael Cohen will resume. Cohen will also be cross-examined. His own criminal conviction is likely to come up. Attorney Arthur Idala, not affiliated with the case, says prosecutors will likely try to get that out into the open.
But he is a paid lawyer. Like, as long as there's a paycheck at the end of the day, he'll say whatever he needs to say, and the defense has to spin that.
President Biden set to roll out increased tariffs on high-tech products made in China. Tariffs on electric vehicles will quadruple. The administration says it will not make inflation worse, but new numbers show that prices remain high. Labor Department's producer price index was up 2.2% in April. And Secretary of State Blinken's in Ukraine as Russia renews its push into Ukraine's second largest city. This is ABC News. A day after OpenAI introduced its latest version of ChatGPT, artificial intelligence taking center stage today at Google, says ABC's Mike Dubusky.
Google I.O. is the annual conference that Google puts on for the legions of developers who build software with its products, which means
we're not going to see, you know, brand new phone launches and all those kinds of things.
Android authorities C. Scott Brown says Google already launched a new mid-range Pixel phone last week, which clears the way for this week to be all about artificial intelligence technology. Specifically, Gemini, the company's large language model, is set for some updates. Gemini launched to the public last December. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
A new collection at Krispy Kreme from Dolly Parton. The country music legend teaming up with a donut chain on four new donuts based on what she calls her favorite southern flavors, including peach cobbler and banana pudding. Dolly Parton collection's available for a limited time. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A healthcare system serving eastern Wisconsin is working with the FBI to try to unfreeze their computers. Ascension health officials confirmed last week a ransomware attack has frozen their computer system. Ascension isn't saying how much money the hackers want. The University of Wisconsin-Madison Extension is using a $1 million federal grant to teach the public about large-scale solar and wind farms in different communities. Extension's Sherry Gruder says communities are also urged to give feedback.
Endangered species in the area, will they be protected to what happens to the water and the wells when the land isn't being farmed for that time?
33 large-scale solar developments are in place or under development in Wisconsin. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Are you ready to get money? Join the City of Park Falls Parks and Recreation, Park Falls Fire Department, and the Shawangan School District on Saturday, June 22nd to push through the mud and muck. This 1.5 mile muddy trail is fun on your own, with a group, or with the family. Proceeds will go to Old Abe Memorial Park, the City of Park Falls Fire and Rescue, and the Shawangan School District Athletic Department. The race will be held in the fields and trails behind the Park Falls campus of the Shawangan School District.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country. Lose to the Pirates. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Pirates chipped away through 9 innings to win 8-6. Pittsburgh's Brian Reynolds went 5-for-5 with a pair of singles, 2 doubles, and then connected on a home run.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Just had good self-talk in the box to myself and got some pitches to hit.
Brewers first baseman Reese Hoskins suffering a hamstring injury running the bases. He's undergoing an MRI. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Reese's injury, obviously he's got a hamstring. We don't know anything more. I have an MRI in the morning. You know, to lose one of our leaders, we just got Yelly back. That's a big blow. Usually hamstrings are not better in a few days. You know what I mean?
Elsewhere, the Cubs lost to the Braves in Atlanta. The final score 2-0. NBA, Thanasis Antetokounmpo underwent surgery to repair a torn Achilles he suffered during workouts last week in training. Doctors say the procedure went fine, but the 31-year-old expected to miss the upcoming season. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Well, results of the Merriwood Conference track meet on our website, 98qcountry.com, under the sports tab. We just talked with Coach Patterson about that. Coming up today, the Phillips softball team is going to be taking on Newman Catholic. You can listen to that game on the radio on the Civic Media app. Download that on your phone and go to our Civic station, WXCO. So Phillips and Newman Catholic on WXCO on the Civic Media app coming up today. Lots of teams getting their final games in before tournament time. The baseball seeding meetings will be held tomorrow, and the brackets will come out later tomorrow. And Thursday, we will have our coverage of high school sports tournament softball version on a week from today. Phillips and Shawamigan, they'll meet at the Park Falls Athletic Complex a week from tonight, 5 o'clock in the regional, their first game of regionals. Weather update time is brought to you by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 66 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, it'll be clear with a low of 38. Tomorrow, sunshine in the morning. A few more clouds and a few showers in the afternoon with a high of 69. Scattered showers and thunderstorms are likely tomorrow night into Thursday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature 44.
Birthdays today, our very own Greg Gunderson. I was going to call him live on the air, but he's in a sales meeting right now. Probably be kind of rude to do that, so... Gray, happy birthday to you today. He's our afternoon guy and all-around radio guru. Harvey Borowski out at Empty Pockets is celebrating a birthday today. Harv, happy birthday to you today. If you're celebrating on this 14th day of May, you share your day with country singer Dustin Lynch, who is 39 today. Mark Zuckerberg, the Facebook dude, he's 40 today. We've got Roy Halladay, the Major League pitcher, won a Cy Young Award twice, once in each league. And he passed away in a plane crash back in 2017. Roy Halladay, born on this day, 1977. Sofia Coppola, the director who won a screenwriting Oscar in 2004 for Lost in Translation. Many others. She is 53 today. Cate Blanchett, the Australian, now has 8 Oscar nominations. She won for Best Actress for Blue Jasmine, Best Supporting Actress for The Aviator. She's also been up for Tar, Elizabeth, the Golden Age, Best Supporting Actress for many films. Cate Blanchett is celebrating a 55th birthday today. Who else here? Fabrice Morvan, the ex Milli Vanilli singer. Oh, Milli Vanilli. If you're not familiar with them, they were a very popular kind of a hip-hop rap group in the 80s, and then it was found out that they were actually lip-syncing. They would they had other people singing while they were the face of the group, and they were basically shunned, but their music still continues to play. They're probably still cashing in on it. And they're 58 today. Dennis Martinez, the first native of Nicaragua to play in the major leagues, won 245 games. He's 69 today. Robert Zemeckis, he won the Best Director Oscar for Forrest Gump. He's 72. George Lucas, the Star Wars guy, the creator of Star Wars. All hail George Lucas if you're a Star Wars nerd. A Star Wars fan. Sorry, mean to use that word. I like Star Wars. He's 80. My son loves Star Wars too. 80 today for George Lucas. And Richard Deakin, the tall, bald actor and cookbook author, had memorable roles in a couple of sitcoms. He played Mel Cooley on The Dick Van Dyke Show, and he played Lumpy's father, Fred Rutherford, on Leave It to Beaver. Richard Deakin, born on this day, 1920, and he passed back in 1984. Happy birthday anniversary to you. If this 14th of May is a special one for you.
Hey, hey, hey. Grab your partner and stop by Jack's Corner Bar in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Now open Mondays for Mexican Night, Thursday Burger and Fries, Friday Fish Fry with Salad Bar, and Saturdays look forward to pork and dumplings for lunch, and Saturday night get set for a tasty prime rib with Salad Bar, along with daily deep-fried chicken special, great for your palate and easy on your wallet at Jack's Corner Bar, located at Cedar Street in Park Falls, Wisconsin, where strangers become friends and good times rule.
At Redmond Realty Group, local experts redefine real estate excellence. Collaborating closely with you, they craft tailored marketing campaigns that transcend expectations. Their strategic investments span local and out-of-state markets, leveraging both traditional and digital avenues. As the number one brokerage in the Northwoods, they can showcase your properties with professional photography, drone imagery, and groundbreaking 3D scans. Stay ahead with innovation. Choose Redmond Realty Group, where your unique needs drive their commitment to redefine the future of real estate. Elevate your property experience with Redmond Realty Group today.
Today is the day to get prepared for a successful retirement. Tune in Tuesday mornings at 8:45 to hear Matt Krieger from Pioneer Financial Consultants give you guided information to a sound and balanced plan. Or call Matt directly at 715-748-3231. Pioneer Financial Consultants, you come first with sophisticated financial strategies, making your investment goals a reality. Locations in Medford, Hawkins, and Phillips. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Osaic Wealth, Inc., WFS, member FINRA, SIPC. Osaic Wealth is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referred to here are independent of Osaic Wealth.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help. Anyone can call or text 988 or chat via 988wisconsin.org to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. Trained counselors are here to support anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. You can also contact 988 if you are concerned about someone. 988 is confidential and free to all Wisconsin residents. 988, 24/7. Call, text, chat. Here to support you. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Crank it up. Let's kick it off.
Real country variety.
I love their variety.
98 Q Country.
Making up in no time.
For the rest of your life, greener grass in the yard next door, or a shined up Chevy, little newer than yours. You're never gonna fill an empty cup if what you got's still not enough. Think about happiness I found is, but don't live in bigger houses. The thing about happiness I found is,
it's Big G here at John and Heidi's Happy Days in Kenan, Wisconsin. I just devoured the Saturday night special. Fire roasted prime rib. Picture this. Perfectly cooked medium rare prime rib, loaded horseradish potatoes, and a salad bar that's out of this world. Trust me, you've got to try the soups, the crisp greens, and the French dressing. And hey, who can resist those sugar cookies for dessert? Swing by one of my favorite eating spots, John and Heidi's Happy Days in Kenan, Wisconsin, for a meal you won't soon forget.
All right, Big G, 9:35. I want to remind you, if you didn't know this already, you can go to our website, and you can listen back to several segments we do here during the week. Not all of them, but we put on there what's called podcasts, for those of you who aren't familiar with the world of podcasting. But you can go to 98QCountry.com, click on podcast at the top, and you can listen back to shop shows, reality radios that we've done. This morning segment that we did with Coach Patterson and chatted with Dr. Claire and Tracy from North Lakes Community Clinic. We'll put that segment on there. It's just a chance for you to listen back. We know you're busy. And with a click, you can catch some of the highlights of the morning show and other stuff at 98QCountry.com under podcast. You are invited to join the Shawamigan Veterans Center. This is an event coming up in a couple of weeks. They are having a free program about the largest amphibious invasion in history. I'm talking about D-Day, with special focus on the Shawamigan Bay Area's own veterans and the contributions to the Great Crusade. They are looking for local stories pertaining to D-Day, which was 1944, 6-6-1944. If you have any personal or family connections to the Battle for Normandy, they want to hear from you. You can contact them for any information that they may want to get from you about it and any local connection. And they would certainly appreciate that. And they can be reached. You're saying, Joel, how do you reach? And I'm saying, give me a minute here. They're in Ashland. It's hosted by the Shawamigan Veterans Center in Ashland. You can get a hold of them through their website, ashlanddday@gmail.com. That's ashlanddday@gmail.com. And this special event on June 6th has a free admission up there in Ashland. It is hosted by the Shawamigan Veterans Center. Very nice. And a chance for you maybe to be involved with that. If you have a special story or family member that was affected by D-Day 1944, give them an email, ashlanddday@gmail.com.
Attention anglers, Bader Sports Center in Phillips, Wisconsin has all the gear you'll need for this upcoming fishing season. From tackle to lures, rods, reels, live bait, and performance apparel to keep you in top fishing form. Check out end of the season savings on remaining Stormy Cromer clothing for the entire family. Find unique metal art along with Deer Creek Angus and Jackson and Louis candies. Also, turkey hunting supplies in stock for the upcoming season. Plus, Bader Sports Center is your DNR licensed agent. Visit us 7 days a week. Next to Pick and Save in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Let's spice up your shoreline this summer and create the gathering spot for your friends and family. Call Freeze Firewood in Phillips today to start your design process with stairs, shoreline decks, docks, swim rafts, and all the outdoor furniture in between. Freeze Firewood can connect your backwoods to your backyard oasis. Check them out on Facebook or call 715-567-0616.
I've always gotten tons of UTIs. Cranberry products never worked for me, and I was desperate for a way to be proactive. I'm Jenna Ryan, CEO and founder of Eucora. We've worked with doctors to develop effective urinary tract health products. Just mix a packet of Eucora with water and drink it when you need support, like right after intimacy. Eucora is helping over 100,000 women stay healthy. Ready to join them? Get 30% off at eucora.com/radio. That's eucora.com/radio.
Ready?
Are you ready for this?
Playing the greatest country in the world to the greatest listeners on the planet.
Thank you!
Thanks for listening.
98Q Country.
It was always hotter than the grease she used to fry that chicken. Smelled like Marlboro Reds and all the butter from her biscuits. And that Lincoln in the driveway circa 1982 was on the shiny side of rusty and on the pale side of blue. Cousin and complaining weren't allowed in Mama's house. If every night Santa had a Bible, every front porch had a swing. If every back Third
porch and a swing. If every backyard had a garden, every front door.
love. Thank the good Lord up above that he sent one down into your arms. Put a chain around your raised hell heart. You try to break through walking through the door, but you're smiling like a fool cause you can't wait for it. Down the road, memories you're bound to make, and you will one day take her home. Take her home.
All right, Kenny Chesney there at 98Q Country. Before I send you along your way, here's some of the news headlines you may be interested in knowing about for today. Well, we saw the hazy smoke looming over our skies yesterday. Over 140 wildfires are currently burning in Canada. That's triggered that air quality issue here in Wisconsin and Minnesota. Michael Cohen is on the stand again today in the Donald Trump trial. Lots of dirt being flung there. Jury selection began yesterday for the Robert Menendez thing in New Jersey. Have you seen this? Apparently they found hundreds. This is not funny, but it is. They found hundreds of thousands of dollars in gold bars and money. Gold bars. And apparently they say that he got those and allegedly got those in exchange for political favors. Why else would you have gold bars in your basement? And the Kansas City Chiefs will host the Baltimore Ravens. That'll kick off the 2024 NFL season on Thursday, September 5th. The NFL continues to keep their name out there and announce things like every other day. I hope your Tuesday is fabulous. As always, go to our 98QCountry.com webpage. Check out the podcast. We clip out various segments of the morning show and other stuff and put it on there for you to listen to on demand in case you miss it here on the morning show. We'll be back with Reality Radio tomorrow morning. We've got John St. John coming in next. Gray Gunderson, the birthday boy. He's in after 2. And then Brewer Baseball at 6:05.
Don't pay retail for your diamond engagement ring or gift. Come to cleanorigin.com. Founded by a leading family in the diamond industry for more than a century, we're experts in lab-grown diamonds because that's all we do. Clean Origin, the only diamond jewelers who give you a 100-day, no questions asked return on your purchase. Head to cleanorigin.com or one of our retail stores and mention code RADIO10 for 10% off your purchase. That's clean, O-R-I-G-I-N.com. Code Radio 10.
Two guys drove to work. Neither guy wore a seatbelt. One guy got a ticket. One guy didn't. The same two guys drove home. One guy wore a seatbelt. One guy didn't. One guy made it home. The guy not wearing his seatbelt didn't. Don't risk it. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
Get ready for two big days this year. Friday and Saturday, June 28th and 29th. Kennan Fire Department's truck and tractor pull at Kennan Memorial Park off of County Road N in Kennan, Wisconsin. Weigh-ins Friday, 6 p.m. with Western Wisconsin truck pullers. 11 classes plus semis at 7 p.m. Saturday, weigh-ins 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. with Mid-State Pullers of Wisconsin. Two hooks per vehicle, including Track Patrol Eliminator in three categories. Family fun with parades, children's museums, food from John and Heidi at Happy Days, raffle, and more. All proceeds go to Kennan Georgetown Fire Department. Don't miss it.
Get ready for May specials at D&D Tire and Auto in Park Falls, Wisconsin. They're not just about fixing cars and trucks. They're about building community. For every lube oil filter change this May, they'll donate $5 to the playground project at Old Abe Memorial Park. Plus, $39.99 on every brake and suspension service goes straight to the cause. New marine and power sport services available now. With 24-hour towing and reliable summer-ready service. Plus D&D Tire and Auto on Highway 13. Join them in driving change and supporting their community.
Are you looking to build a durable, long-lasting space to house equipment for farm or recreation? Post-frame construction is a practical, cost-effective solution, perfect for your storage needs, big and small. Based here in Stanley, Wisconsin, Hickswood post-frame kits are made of high-quality steel and built to last. And you'll love the knowledgeable service and support our team provides. That's the Hickswood difference. Start planning your project today. Go to Hickswood.com or call 715-644-0765.
What's on Tap, brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee, too. Tastes like Miller time. Brewers fans, the ballpark never tasted so good. Now that Vienna beef hot dogs are available, don't miss out on the quality culinary home run of the season, which can be cooked to your liking for that classic ballpark taste. Grab a pack of Vienna beef hot dogs at your favorite local grocer today. Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
This weather update is sponsored by Hanson HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 66 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, it'll be clear with a low of 38. Tomorrow, sunshine in the morning. A few more clouds and a few showers in the afternoon with a high of 69. Scattered showers and thunderstorms are likely tomorrow night into Thursday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
Can you hear me now?
Toby Keith,
Martina McBride. I play the best country music in town.
98Q Country.
I took 2 weeks vacation for the honeymoon. A couple tickets all inclusive down in Cancun. I couldn't get my money back, so I'm in seat 7. Getting drunk on a plane. I bet the fella on the aisle thought I was crazy. So I taped your picture to the seat back right beside me. Now I've got empty mini bottles filling both our trays. I'm getting drunk on a plane.
still love.